On today's show, Cadillac shows off the SRX's replacement, the XT5. NHTSA's administrator tells us why automakers are setting record recalls. And JLR develops three electric concepts built on a common architecture. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for September 11th, 2015. Autonomous cars will need so much computing power that they need a supercomputer. Get this, back in the year 2000, the fastest supercomputer in the United States ran at 1 teraflop per second. That means it could run 1 trillion operations per second. It took up 1,600 square feet of room, needed 500,000 watts to power up, and another 500,000 to keep cool. Fast forward to today, NVIDIA developed a computer chip called Tegra that can also process a teraflop per second. But it only takes 10 watts of power to run and is the size of your thumbnail. In fact, just to make sure you've got a backup, your car is actually going to get 2 of these chips. And that shows the pace of technological development in the automotive industry. What used to be the most powerful computer in the world is now the size of a chip that's used to run your car. Well, it's time to add a little more confusion into your life again. Just when you thought you had Cadillac's models all straightened out in your head, it drops a brand new one for us to mess up. We now need to delete SRX from memory and put XT5 in its place, as the automaker gives us our first look at its brand new crossover. As you can see, it adopts the brand's signature front fascia, highlighted by the open mouth grille and vertical standing headlights. You'll also notice a long swooping character line that runs from the middle of the front doors and ends on top of the rear taillights. Interestingly, Cadillac says the XT5 is the cornerstone of a series of crossovers that will bear the XT designation. So we're going to see some brand new Cadillac models. The XT5 will make its global debut at the Dubai Motor Show in November. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles, and by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
BMW is adding a new entry-level navigation system for its motorcycles called Navigator Street. Its features include a 4.3-inch touchscreen that is said can be operated reliably with gloves and easily readable in direct sunlight. The system comes with pre-installed maps of Europe or North America, free lifelong map updates, and has 8 gigs of storage. It's also Bluetooth capable, so riders can transmit navigation instructions directly to the helmet and make outgoing calls or take incoming ones. No word on price just yet, as it's to be determined. Jaguar Land Rover just revealed 3 electrified concepts that are all built on a common modular architecture called Electric Drive Module. It says the system produces twice the power and torque of any electric motor in production today. The first is a mild hybrid based on the Range Rover Evoque that's powered by a prototype diesel mated to a 9-speed transmission and a 48-volt electrical system and 48-volt lithium-ion battery. Next is a plug-in hybrid based on the Range Rover Sport, which is similar to the mild hybrid, but instead uses a gasoline engine, an 8-speed transmission, along with a 320-volt lithium-ion battery. And the last concept is a pure EV that's based on JLR's aluminum architecture. The underbody is modified to fit a 70-kilowatt-hour lithium-ion battery and electric axle drive units. The front is powered by a single-speed transmission mated to an 85-kilowatt electric motor, while the rear features a twin-speed transmission coupled with a 145-kilowatt electric motor. The concepts were created as part of a 2-year, 16-million-pound project, partially funded by the UK's Innovation Agency and with help from 12 technology partners. Speaking of Jaguar Land Rover, it just signed a deal with AT&T to bring wireless internet to its vehicles in the US and Canada. The Range Rover and Range Rover Sport began offering it earlier this month, and later this year it will be available in more vehicles throughout JLR's lineup. Coming up next, the administrator of NHTSA shares why automakers are recalling a record amount of vehicles.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Automakers are setting recall records, but you wouldn't think there's a problem if you look at independent quality ratings. So what's the disconnect? On Autoline this week, we were joined by Mark Rosekind, the administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and he explains why we're seeing so many recalls.
It is an interesting mixed message in the sense that the quality, the age of the vehicles, they're getting older, being around longer, and yet at the same time we're seeing recalls. The best outcome we could have, though, is folks starting to identify all those recalls on the front end, identify the defect. So smaller numbers, getting them quickly means we won't go to these large kinds of recalls.
What's changed, though? Because it's not as if all of a sudden cars got really bad and now we're seeing record recalls. I think the threshold is a whole lot easier today. Is that the case?
Well, it's not so much easier, but I would say that NHTSA's really upped our focus on the safety part. So I'm constantly at safety, safety, safety. Got an issue? Talk to us about safety. Bring the data. And so right now, if anything, there's some very clear lines. Timeliness, completion rates, you know, we're just being a lot more specific. So retooling recalls, an event we had, it was all focused on getting 100% completion rate. That's going to have to raise the bar for everybody.
John also sits down with Ben Hoffman, the CEO of Movimento, a company with a possible solution to all the recalls we're seeing. And you can watch that entire episode right now on our website, autoline.tv. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you for watching. Have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.